wake-up call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, so those are the games in the NFL. Let's go over some of the good ones, some of the not-so-good ones. But there's a lot of them that are going to have an impact on how we see the postseason race.
It should be fun. It's all, and then, any NFL week, any Sunday is going to be good.
Yeah. And on Monday Night Football, you got the Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Eagles are unbeaten, and we are always watching an unbeaten team roll through. So, all right. So we thought at the halfway point we would go back to our preseason predictions as to where they were. See if I can find mine. I think I put mine in the
drawer. Oh, I have them all down right here.
You do?
I have ours, you know, yours and mine, and yeah.
All right, so what do you want to start with you?
Well, no, I would say we can just go right by conference. I mean, we have
let's go right through every division.
Yeah, so the AFC.
All right.
East, do you remember who you put down for your AFC East?
I would assume Buffalo.
Buffalo. Well, you and I both chose the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
And I still feel pretty good about that one.
Okay, yeah, I do too.
For the North, we both chose the Bengals.
I want to hang with the Bengals for a bit. I'm going to hang with them. I like Baltimore, though. I like what they're doing, but I'm still going to hang with the Bengals. I think that's the better bet between the two teams.
I do, too, because, you know, I had to be reminded of this. If we had done this, like, after 4 weeks, I would have been like, oh, my God, what were we smoking? But I had to be reminded that the Bengals kind of started off their season last year like this.
Right.
You know,
right.
And then found their groove, made it into the playoffs, and obviously we know the rest of the story.
Gotcha. So we're staying with the Bengals?
I'm sticking with the Bengals as well. In the South, you and I mean, actually, for all these divisions, you and I chose the same thing. So, but in the South, you and I both chose the Titans.
All right. That's easy. If the Titans don't win the division, Mike Vrabel should be fired.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm on everybody should be cut. This morning. I'm so excited. Yeah, everybody should be cut.
It should be that scene in the Hawks. Like, if you don't win this game, nobody makes the team next year.
Nobody makes the team. Yeah, you're all walking home.
I mean, this is not... Yeah, it's set up for the Titans to just...
There's nobody there. There's no there.
I mean, they could play at half speed, I think, for the rest of the season, right? Rest all their players.
Even if they lose, you can just count on the other teams in the division to lose too, right? Even if they lose, it's like, well, that's all right. Everybody else is losing.
Except this weekend, I really want to see the Colts beat the Raiders.
Yeah, exactly.
In the West, you and I both chose the Chargers.
All right. Not our fault. We really were high on him going into the season.
Tyreek Hill wasn't
on the Chiefs.
Yes.
Little do we know that it doesn't seem to matter with Patrick Mahomes.
No.
He just finds somebody else to throw it to.
And it's been ridiculous ever since.
Yeah, 6-2, top offense and passing, top scoring team in the league. Yeah. So still hold up. They're still 5-4.
I think you went Eagles this week in your top five.
Yes, I did. Number one team. Yes, yeah. I did.
But, I mean, the Chiefs have been up there.
So are we going to stay with the AFC and do wild card picks, or are we going to just save that and do divisions on the other side?
No, we can do wild card picks.
Okay.
Because I have our three wild card picks.
Okay, go ahead.
And one of them is great. Our first wild card pick that we both chose the Chiefs.
Yeah, because Kansas City is certainly a wild card team in the NFL.
You know,
look at us taking a gamble.
we knew they were making the playoffs.
No. You're not going to win the division. Don't be silly, Kansas City. Yeah. You're not the soup du jour.
I thought this was going to be a tiebreaker situation.
Oh,
that's
probably
why,
right.
You know, you're both going to finish 13-3.
Patrick Mahomes just changed. Oh, God. Everybody likes other teams than us. Yeah,
that's fine with me.
Everybody's tired of us.
I'm skipping over our second pick because you and I actually deferred on the second pick.
All right.
But I'll go straight to our third pick, which was the Dolphins.
Yeah. I still love the Dolphins.
I still like this one, too.
I still love them to get in. They might win the division. I mean, who knows?
What
if we find out Josh Allen's elbow injury is a 6-week thing?
What if it's, I mean, it's a UCL. What if it's Tommy John?
What if it's?
They haven't really released
what it
is.
We have no idea. Yeah, we have no idea what the extent. They haven't done a real evaluation of what it is in terms of timeline.
Yeah.
If they come out and say, you know, we did all the tests, it's like a sore thing, put some ice on it, he's fine. But like, they could come out today and say, yeah, he's going to need surgery. He's going to be out 2 months.
Or, I mean, literally, I mean, why do we
done
not,
for the year. I have no
why
idea.
Do we not think quarterbacks can get Tommy John?
I know.
Have to have Tommy John injury. I mean, we always equate that with a pitcher. What if it is that serious?
I still love the Dolphins. I still love them.
Definitely, I think the Dolphins are playoff. I mean, especially Tua hasn't lost a game.
I know, right? So,
and like in his last, what, 12 games, he's only lost twice, or 14 games, only lost twice. It's ridiculous.
So far, I feel like we're doing pretty good. Chiefs and the Chargers, flip them eyes, fine. But
now,
whatever.
Do you remember your pick for the other wild card spot?
I do.
Okay. Do you remember mine?
No.
All right, because I find this comical because our wild card picks are facing off against each other this weekend.
Oh, so you took Denver.
No.
You took the Raiders.
I took the Raiders.
I'm sorry.
You chose the Colts.
I chose the Colts because I felt like one day Frank Reich was going to roll the dice with this quarterback and do good things.
Yeah, and I felt the Raiders, you know, they made the playoffs last year. They're only going to improve now that they have Devontae Adams.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that thought process. Whatsoever.
Whew.
Yeah. Oy. Now, yeah. Jeff Saturday's coaching the Colts and Josh McDaniels might get fired. Well, you can't accuse us of not trying to drink the Kool-Aid a little bit on these
guaranteed
two teams.
That, you know, when you were laying down the Colts as a wild card team, Jeff Saturday coaching this team was never in your
thought. No. Revitalize the Matt Ryan career.
Yeah. Yeah. No, why not? It worked for,
right?
You know, Carson Wentz moved on to another gig. I mean, it didn't really revitalize his career, but at least he got an opportunity. Philip Rivers did well.
My thought was everything that Carson Wentz couldn't take advantage of with that football team, Matt Ryan could. Matt Ryan would take advantage of the weapons on that football team and the fact that they were supposed to be a pretty good team.
Remind me again, what was that running back's name who was supposed to be the running back this year? I can't remember his name.
Yeah, exactly, because he doesn't run anymore.
Yeah,
exactly. You're right.
I think it was everyone's number one fantasy pick.
Where is he? That's a great question. What happened to him?
Is that Jonathan Taylor?
Jonathan Taylor. What happened to him?
I mean, is he even
on
the team?
You're 100% right. That's a great point. That's probably one of the more underutilized stories of the year. Where exactly is he?
Yeah, what happened?
Is he doing well? I have no idea because the team
injured?
Stinks.
Is he
hurt? I have no idea because the team stinks. That's what happens when you stink. We don't know where, we don't know who you are, where you are.
Yeah,
what you're doing.
We've already forgotten about you.
Exactly. So, all right, well, let's go to the NFC then.
The NFC East. You and I chose different teams.
Okay.
And this one, you know what? You can't get mad at either one. You chose the Cowboys. I chose the Eagles.
Now, I wouldn't expect you to change that now, and I'm not going to change mine. I think that the Eagles are going to lose a few games. I think the Cowboys could be right there to be in the hunt towards the end. This could be really fun between those two.
I think it's going to be a great division.
Giants are playing with house money. I think they're in, but I don't think they're in the battle for the division. I think they'll lose
more
and hang around. But I think these two teams, this will be fun towards the end of the season. So I could see that.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm assuming we had the Packers.
For the North?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. We both chose the Packers.
They went 13-4 last year.
Aaron Rodgers was MVP.
And you kind of were like, well, you know, Aaron Rodgers, like, he could find somebody else. Like, he doesn't, like, Devontae Adams won't make that much of it. It'll be a difference, but it won't be.
Even after
6-11 difference, will it? Yeah, it could be.
After week four, what were they? They were 1-3 or something like that, or 2-3. Oh, no, they started off the season. Through the first 4 weeks, they were 3-1.
Yeah, right.
And then they haven't won a game since.
They looked good.
And, but, you know, you would have said, yeah, after the first month of the season, man, this is a solid pick.
Yeah, yeah.
And exactly. Now here we are. Now
we're all right.
I debate whether or not they can even make the playoffs now.
All right, so the South.
Yeah, this was a no-brainer for us
same
then,
things.
Too.
And what? I'm not changing. The Buccaneers are going to win that.
You think the Buccaneers will still win?
Yes, I don't see.
Okay, but here's the thing. All right. I agree. I think the Buccaneers.
They're not winning at 12-5.
I think the Buccaneers win this as well. But my question to you now, which we definitely wouldn't have thought of back in September, but, you know, thinking now, are they going to win the division with a losing record?
In the end, I'm going to say no.
Think they get to 9-8?
In the end, I think the winner of that division will be barely above 500 because we think it's happened a lot, but it's only happened like three times.
Right.
So it doesn't happen a lot. And we always see divisions like this where we go, everybody's a disaster. But somebody does get their act together and win a few games. And they go, all right, we got it. I think that's going to be Tampa Bay. But you know what? If they lose, and they easily could lose Sunday against the
Seahawks.
Easily. If they do lose that game, Now I wouldn't be too sure. Like, this is a better question next week.
Right now they're four and six.
Yeah, right. When they're 4-6, and it's like, okay, because 9-8 is the least you can go and still be above 500.
Yeah.
And you can't go 500 with a 17-game schedule, so now you're pushing it if you're 4-6.
I mean, they have some tough games ahead of them, but they're end of the season stretch. Last three games: Cardinals, Panthers, Falcons.
I kind of lean towards the somebody will figure it out. But then again, I don't know, these teams stink.
They do.
How about the West?
The West. You and I both went with the Rams.
Yeah, and that seemed like, well, we couldn't see the Christian McCaffrey trade from 17 miles away.
And we weren't buying into Trey Lance.
I wasn't buying into Trey Lance either. I wasn't looking at that situation going, I didn't think the Niners were going to be a juggernaut team with Trey Lance. I still think I thought it needed a little work. Needed a little seasoning on that meat, if you know what I mean. It's like, and I never liked Arizona. I never liked them out the way they closed out last year and going into this year. I thought their offseason was a mess. And I just, you know, and the Seahawks, come on, stop blaming us for not seeing the Seahawks for what they were at the beginning. Stop it.
Yeah.
We make our thoughts known and we give our opinions publicly. Everybody thought they were going to be bad.
I don't even think Seahawks fan predicted Seahawks would be leading the division after heading into week 10.
So stop crucifying us on the Seahawks were better than everybody thought. You guys are terrible at
this. Regardless, right? Even if the Niners win and the Seahawks lose, the Seahawks are still in the lead in the division 10 weeks into the season.
I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing where I'm going, don't pick on us anymore. I know.
All right. So moving on to the wild card round. I'm going to give the one. There's only one that you and I both agreed on for the wild card spot, and that was the Niners.
Right. We liked them enough.
We liked them enough not to win the division, but we liked them enough to get into the playoffs. Now, I mean, I love them.
Yeah.
I see them marching all the way. The other wild card spot, you had chosen the Eagles. I chose the Panthers.
All right. Panthers wasn't a terrible pick.
I thought for sure Baker Mayfield, Christian McCaffrey would figure something out.
Well, there was things like Brian Burns. Like, there was so many things on the team I liked, and it was like, okay, maybe they'll get their act together and it'll pop.
And then the other wild card spot for us was you chose the Saints. I chose the Cardinals.
You know what? What was I smoking with the Saints? Was I really believing Jameis Winston would go a whole year healthy? And I bought into Dennis Allen.
I believe that Cardinals had found their play caller.
That was not me. That was drunk Tony that picked these Saints. That was pick a name out of a hat, Tony. You picked the Cardinals?
I picked the Cardinals.
That's not bad. They went to the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
So you want to take
a break and come back and give our Super Bowls?
Yeah, I have our champions.
Right. We have our champions. That's coming up next as Wake Up Call continues.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, so we've been given our preseason predictions now that we're at the halfway point. And by the way, once again, a happy Veterans Day to all of you who have served this country. We are so proud of you, and we thank you, not only this day, but every day here on Sports Map Radio. All right, so we had some hits. We had some misses.
Yeah.
We had some ones that weren't bad, and then we had some ones where I don't even know what the heck I was thinking. So,
well, I still think I'm looking at our AFC champions, right? And I still think you and I, we're on to something.
Okay.
You have Bills over the Bengals.
Okay, and that still is legitimate.
Yeah, and I have Bills over Chargers.
Okay, that's still very legitimate.
It's not terrible.
It depends on how it shakes out and where Kansas City falls, right? Like, I'm kind of like, they get the game in Buffalo and they win, but yeah, I guess, boy, why didn't I didn't believe in the Chiefs so much I didn't have them winning the division or in the AFC championship game.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You know, I was like, that Tyreek Hill thing must have been.
But it's very plausible. I mean, you know, like the Chargers, what if the Chargers can't kind of get easy street? And, you know, the Bengals have to, the Chiefs have to face off against the Bengal or, you know, really tough team and then have to go to, Josh Allen's injury is not as bad. They have to go to Buffalo to play. I mean, it's very possible that this could be it. I don't know. But we both have the Bills.
The NFC.
The NFC. You have the Buccaneers over the Rams. Whereas I have the Packers over the Rams.
We might have a situation when neither one of our combinations make the playoffs.
All three.
Yeah. All three of those teams don't make the playoffs. Yeah.
No, I do agree, though. I do think the Buccaneers do make the playoffs. I don't think they win their game, but I do think they make the playoffs.
I'm assuming I had Buccaneers and Bills in the Super Bowl.
You have the Bills over the Buccaneers, and I have the Bills over the Packers. So.
All right, but we both had Buffalo.
We both had Buffalo winning it all.
All right, so at least we've still got that.
But, man, both of us high on drinking all the Kool-Aid for Buccaneers and Packers.
You know what's funny? If you had somebody do this and they didn't have the Packers in the winning division or not make the playoffs, you would have think they had the time machine. That they got the flux capacity.
They would have Gray Sports Almanac.
Right? Gray Sports Almanac. There's no way that somebody would have gone, hey, no, Packers, nothing. Nothing. Not even the playoffs. Nothing. Right? That would have been like, no, you're a time traveler. Give me that almanac. You're disrupting everything. I do not want to wake up to a dystopia, all right, where there's a casino in my town and your name is on all the billboards. No chance, right? That's what I would have done if somebody had said Packers aren't going anywhere in 2022. Even though there's probably somebody out there that made that prediction just on a whim. We'll see. All right, hour number four coming up next. Good Friday to you and happy Veterans Day. Tony D and Ron Culver in his Wake Up Call on Sportsman Radio.